Hi, this is Lindsay Campbell. I'm one of the hosts of In the Motherhood here on CKUT. I'm here with Celine Bianchi today, who is with a project called Born at the Point. This is for a birthing center?
Yes. We're hoping to have a birthing center in Point St. Charles as soon as possible.
And so how are you going about doing that? What stage are we in?
Well, right now we're pretty much in preliminary stages. I mean, the idea at this point has been to get the people together, find out who's interested in Point St. Charles to take on this task, because it is a major task. Rassembler les gens. I've got my French brains on.
Right.
We've gotten everyone together.
Okay.
And now we're out searching for partners. Who's interested? Who wants to sign? Who's behind us? Who's onto this project? And at the same time, we're writing what we're calling our founding text, which is basically a 10-page text that explains exactly what the project is, why we demand this, and why this is important, why we should have a birthing center in Point St. Charles.
Well, why should you?
Well, because we want it. Mm-hmm. There are about 1,000 women in Montreal. These numbers are they're difficult to find, but what we're estimating is that there are about 1,000 women in Montreal every year that would like to give birth with a midwife and never actually make it into the birthing centers that exist.
Mm-hmm.
I think this is a humongous problem and an insult to women and to our society. And so we want to contribute to, opening spots, allowing women to give birth in Point St. Charles. From wherever they may come.
Okay. How many birthing centers are there here in Montreal?
In Montreal, there are two. Well, in Montreal, there is one birthing center in Côte des Neiges.
Okay.
There is a birthing center on the West Island in Pointe-Claire, and there's a service point in they call it the Plateau, but it's not the Plateau. It's near the Jacques-Cartier Bridge down in Centre-Sud, and it's just a point. Like, it's not you can't give birth there. There are midwives, but you either choose home birth or a hospital birth.
But that's where you go to meet the midwives.
To meet the midwives and stuff, yeah.
Okay, so there's really only one in Montreal proper.
Yeah.
Okay, well, yeah, so we need more.
Absolutely.
Now, what do birthing centers provide for women who are searching for that sort of thing?
Well, a birthing center provides you with professional care from a midwife. First of all, but it also it changes the culture of birthing in that it puts the woman back into the center of this experience that is having a child. You become suddenly part of the decision-making process. You're not being told, okay, go to room 103 to have your blood work done and then do this and please push and blah, blah, blah. Suddenly the woman becomes an important part of the birthing experience and the whole experience of pre-motherhood and post-motherhood and brings the essential part of motherhood back to the experience.
Right. I think that women-centered care models are really what people should be working towards, and it's unfortunately we're not. We're not,
no.
not working towards that at all.
No.
And I think a lot of people don't understand what women-centered care is.
No.
How many midwives are there in Montreal?
Oh, do you know? God, I have no idea. I know there are around 100 in Quebec.
Okay, in Quebec. Okay.
Yeah, but some of them are teaching, some of them are part-time, and there are students, there are 15 students coming out every year, and some of them are even looking at unemployment.
Right. That's so unfortunate.
Yeah.
So we need a birthing center. So what can people do to get involved?
Well, they can write us at naitreapsc, so naitreapsc, at gmail.com to get more information. We don't have a website at this point. We haven't even finished our founding text, but, we're working hard on it, and if people want to get involved, they should contact us.
And people should.
Yes.
Because you don't have a website yet, and I'm presuming these are mostly parents. And
yes. Very busy, busy
very
people.
Very busy people, indeed. Thank you for coming today, because, it's a hectic thing when you're a parent. You used to be a host here on the show as well.
Oh, very, very briefly. Yeah, I did two editions of In the Motherhood. I'd love to. It's a fantasy of mine, but right now I can't. I have to put it aside.
How have you gone about finding a mother community? Have you found going from In the Motherhood to other groups, did that help build your community? Or?
Well, I mean, I did get a community going in Pointe-Claire. That's where I had my two last children. Well, actually, my last child was born at home, but with a midwife from Pointe-Claire.
Okay.
And so I got together with a lot of women there. And then slowly in my neighborhood through school, actually, through my oldest kid going to school, it actually got me together with a lot of other mothers in my neighborhood. And so we kind of have a, a sweet deal in Point St. Charles. So we,
okay.
Yeah, there's a real community down there.
Do you know if there are other sort of midwifery consumer groups, advocate groups that are
yes.
going on around Quebec?
Oh, they're all over Quebec.
All over?
And, you know, it's like building a pyramid. I mean, it's a humongous task. Some people have been working on it for 10 years and still don't have a birthing center.
Oh,
there are
boy.
People in, on the South Shore in Montérégie. It just started, unblocking about 6 months ago. They've been working on it for about 15 years. There's projects in Lanaudière. There are projects on Côte-Nord. There are projects. I mean, they're all over.
Right, but not a lot actually progressing.
No,
it's a very
it's a big dossier.
Oh boy. Well, so maybe just for our listeners, could we maybe compare what a women's center care model would look like to a hospital birth? Have you? I know it's a horrible thing, right? It's like blood work in one room and
yeah.
lay down and be
and five
attached.
Minutes, you know, 5 minute visits. Well, when you see a midwife, you have 1 hour visit every month.
Mm-hmm.
She's pretty much on time too. If your schedule's if your appointment is at 10, you generally see her around 10:05. Generally,
mm-hmm.
And you take part in all the decisions. It's not you need this, you need that. It's what would you like for this and what would you like for that. The woman is in a position to take her health back into her own hands.
Mm-hmm.
And I think this is an important point, especially since these women are going to be mothers and they're going to be faced with this insane task of raising somebody.
Mm-hmm.
And if they should be helped to be empowered before this actually happens to them.
Absolutely. I recently spoke to Ina Mae Gaskin, and she said that...
lucky you, wow.
Yeah. And she said to me that she has never witnessed any other species being treated so disrespectfully in the birth process as human beings.
Oh, my God. Well, we don't treat other species. Nope. They just birth.
They birth, exactly. How do you help a cow give birth? You let it give birth.
Exactly. You wait for it to come out. Well, that's basically what I've discovered about birth is for having done it. Couple of times is that it's difficult and it's gut-wrenching, but it's kind of like sneezing. You don't need to be taught how to give birth, you just know.
If you trust your body, most likely
exactly.
it's going to do what it needs to do. Indeed. Well, we do need to get more women empowered and given these choices, but I don't know. It's a big project.
Well, yeah. Well, women's empowerment, I mean, that's a big project.
And it's kind of at the bottom of the totem pole, too.
Yeah, and yet this is at the root of the problem, I think.
And it's interesting, too, that every single person on this planet was born
yes.
at one point.
Absolutely.
We should have a little more respect for that process,
yeah.
I think. Yeah,
definitely.
Well, can you tell me a little bit more about... tell me the email address again of how people get a hold of you.
Naitreapsc, so NAITREAPSC @gmail.com.
Okay. And I don't know, what else can we say God. About the midwives? And
they're great.
The
they rock. They're super women.
Have you been connecting with other groups around Montreal to try to maybe
yeah.
band together and...
There are other projects, and there is the Groupe Maman, which is the Mouvement pour l'Autonomie dans la Maternité pour l'Accouchement Naturel. They work hard on networking all the groups of women who are fighting for midwifery services,
mm-hmm.
and the women that have them to integrate the community into the actual services. Because, I mean, the services are given by the government and stuff, but we actually would like to see women, the community, be able to, I don't know how to say it, but to actually be part of the decision-making process, you know, administration and so on. And so they're networking all these women's groups, and I'm actually part of this network. So it's nice to be able to talk to the women in, you know, Montérégie and ask them, so how did you guys, manage to talk to so-and-so, and what steps did you have to go through to actually get to the point where they said, okay, we're going to open this birthing center.
Okay.
So it's important to be networking with all these other groups,
okay.
definitely.
So once you get your text finished, what is the step next after that?
Well, we're going to get all... We've had a petition that's been signed by, I can't say how many people, but many, many, many pages. It looks like a brick right now. A lot of community groups have signed also saying that they support our project. Once we have the founding text, we're actually going to send it to Ministre Bolduc and say, look, we've got a project. What are you going to do about it?
And what's the dollar sign looking like?
How much will that cost?
Yeah.
Well... I think it's not that expensive, honestly, on if you look at the grand scheme of things, I think opening a birthing center, I mean, don't quote me, but it looks around $3 million.
Wow.
And keeping it open on a yearly budget would be around $1
million. Wow.
It ain't that much money.
No, compared to a hospital where, I know you go in, you get induced, and then you're paying for that. And then you get the anesthesiologist comes, and he's getting paid for that for as long as that's going for.
Absolutely.
Then the surgeons, then
the nutritionist, the nurse, and everybody. The janitor, and the machine that goes ping, and all that stuff. That's expensive.
Birthing is a very, well, in a hospital, is a very, very expensive thing. But in Canada, I think people get a little bit confused because our healthcare is kind of covered. So we go to the hospital for free.
It's free,
but you pay for a midwife.
It costs a fortune. No, you don't.
No,
it's also free, quote unquote. But still, if you look at the numbers, it's a heck of a lot cheaper,
right,
to give birth with a midwife, if all goes well, of course. We're not talking, you know, transfer, ambulance and sudden C-section, but these are very rare.
Right. People don't understand that also. It's like it's an emergency.
Yeah.
We see on TV all the time people on sitcoms giving birth in taxi cabs and elevators, and it's this horrible emergency.
Yeah, well, this is a huge problem, is our cultural relationship with birth and through images we get. I mean, it's just awful. It looks like something really scary. And myself, when I went in the first time, it was like, I'm going to die, man.
Did you have a hospital birth the first time?
I had a C-section the first time.
So did I.
I had the planned C-section. It sucked.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then I had two perfectly natural and beautiful births.
How did you come to knowing you wanted that after?
Oh, well, I had a midwife for the first time, too. I just had a very badly placed child in my uterus. And because of standards, I had to be cut open.
Okay.
And then I think from the minute I was cut open, I knew that I would never want to do that again.
You never want to do that again, neither do I.
Yeah.
Ever again.
Ever,
That's a lot of, that's a major surgery.
There's another underestimated problem is C-sections. I know some women say to me, I loved it, it was great, I'd do it again. But
in
it's,
and out.
Yeah.
No.
But some people have suffered a heck of a lot from it, and more people than we'd think. And we don't talk about it.
No, actually, I don't know about in Canada, but I know in the United States, they do not count any sort of mortality, maternal mortality rates at all. There's no collection.
Really?
Yeah.
Because I heard those are going up in California.
Well, they probably are. And I think that all of the intervention rates are going up and C-section rates are going up.
Mm-hmm.
But also, maternal mortality rates are not collected.
Yeah.
Period.
Oh, really?
In
how interesting.
So
it's just a little problem, you know?
It's just a little problem. Yeah. And we don't need to count that.
That's so insulting.
Right. We do need to change the whole face of birth culture because it's ingrained in fear.
Yep.
And it's so hyper-medicalized.
Yep.
So hyper-medicalized.
And undermined.
Right. And disempowering.
Voila. So
all right,
we agree then.
We need a birth center. Okay, so let's get a birthing center.
Yeah.
And
it's a good place to start. I don't know where else to start, you know? All the problems in the world begin with birth, so.
They sure do. They do.
So let's just fix that, and then we'll move on to the next thing.
Yeah, like issues with senior citizenship, perhaps.